Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at Foreign Print. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 186, Marketing Attribution. This episode is presented by Foreign Print Incorporated customer service manager, Brandon Manthe.
Marketing Attribution. Did you hear the one about the executive who knows his advertising is effective half the time? The trouble is, he doesn't know which half is effective. This old chestnut has been a joke in marketing probably for as long as the practice has been around. Today, though, it's easier to know which half is working and which half needs to be refined or ceased. The answer is marketing attribution. In marketing attribution, each touch point in a customer's purchase cycle receives appropriate credit for influencing the buying decision. Marketing attribution can help determine which interaction with a brand influenced a sale and whether a customer already liked the brand and would have bought anyway. Organizations can use this information to discover which activities contributed the most value and should get the most resources. What's more, attribution also allows firms to identify their best customers for each marketing activity. And if you understand the journey of your best customers, you can replicate those critical touch points for long-term profitability. Businesses that use marketing attribution better understand customers' intention and states of mind at each marketing touch point. Leveraging marketing attribution calls for examining its challenges, exploring various attribution methods, and discovering how to start and sustain a marketing attribution program. The challenges and opportunities of marketing attribution. The biggest challenge to marketing attribution is the number of variables. Attribution may help know which half of advertising is working, but there's a proliferation of brand touchpoints across channels and devices. Founder of the marketing technology blog, Douglas Carr, writes, "In the past, the choice was simple. You ran a print ad, a broadcast commercial, maybe direct mail, or some combination. Today, there is search, online display, social media, mobile, blogs, aggregator sites, and the list goes on. The customer journey is dynamic. Forrester Research found that almost two-thirds of American adults use at least three devices to go online from multiple locations multiple times daily. This shows how difficult it is for brands to measure interaction. Measuring impact also is difficult because A, you don't know when to measure. Marketing spend could have an impact tomorrow or help close a deal years down the road. B, you probably need to touch would-be buyers multiple times, so how do you know which touch is most valuable to conversion? C, if you sell B2B, there's a committee making buying decisions. Each individual buyer has a different reaction to your marketing activities. And D, numerous variables are out of your control. Sales reps, the economy, and more could influence outcomes. It's a challenging feat giving credit to individual marketing activities. For instance, last touch attribution, discussed later, gives all credit to the last marketing activity before conversion. Multi-touch attribution shares credit among activities. But the reality of the situation is that it could be either first, multi, or anywhere in between. Perhaps that is why so many struggle with marketing attribution. Consider this. Almost half of CMOs, 47.1% to be precise, use last click or last touch, likely because it's default in Google Analytics. Almost half of companies, 45%, use single attribution, either first or last touch attribution. 20% don't track at all. And 87% of senior marketers aren't confident that they can project their impact on sales. Measuring marketing impact isn't a cakewalk, which is why so many businesses struggle with giving credit where credit is due. But this struggle means massive opportunities exist for organizations to do attribution well. The effort is worth it. Next, we'll explore the benefits of marketing attribution. The chief benefit of marketing attribution is spelled ROI. Taking the time to identify where you get the most return on investment will lead to more sales, profits, and market share. Marketing attribution leads to more informed use of a marketing budget. It helps identify the tactics that create the greatest value. In turn, those activities can get the resources they need to support revenue growth. In attribution modeling, each touchpoint in a customer's purchase cycle receives appropriate credit for influencing the buying decision. Attribution helps companies understand how each touchpoint, online and offline, plays a role in revenue. The contributions of marketing have a place at the table in a transparent, tangible way. Marketing attribution provides a holistic understanding of how activities lead to conversions. The buyer journey is revealed step by step, and attribution drives greater understanding of existing customers. Organizations that understand the customers they already have, especially their ideal customers, are in a better position to develop even more profitable relationships. Marketing leaders struggle to quantify the impact of their activities and justify their budgets. Attribution can show how tactics contribute to overall strategy. This specific knowledge increases accountability for marketers and lets them show in black and white which valuable activities deserve resources and which activities can be abandoned. Finally, attribution is a way to drive continuous improvement of marketing activities while driving continuous growth. Better optimization of touch points will fill a sales pipeline with leads. Several different marketing attribution methods exist. From a high level, each follows the same basic six-step process. 1. Define objectives. Get specific about your goals and make sure measurements tell the unfolding story of progress towards goals. 2. Prepare data. Bring all the data together from different sources. 3. Analyze data. Review the credit given to each marketing touchpoint and generate insight on the value created by each tactic. 4. Experiment and use models. Fine-tune attribution rules by recording outcomes of changing marketing activities. Some statistical models can explain and predict results. 5. Think outside the box. The customer journey involves touchpoints outside the attribution sequence. Measure these experiences as best as possible. And 6. Refine and improve. Shift marketing strategy and tactics for maximum ROI. Restart the attribution process. Marketing attribution allows a holistic understanding of how channels progress conversions. And when you tie marketing activities to business and customer metrics, for example, ROI, it's easier to discover rates of conversion and cost per acquisition for each tactic. Marketing attribution helps ensure all tactics move the needle on overall business strategy. Let's now dig into the specifics of the several flavors of marketing attribution and check out their pros and cons. First, we'll discuss single attribution method. The single attribution method gives credit to one of two activities: first touch, the first marketing activity on the path to conversion, or last touch, the last marketing activity before conversion. In first touch attribution, it's the marketing activity that first inspired a customer to share information. In last touch attribution, it's the marketing activity that inspired the customer to make the purchase. First touch is usually the lead source. For example, a webinar generates a lead that converts 1 year later. The webinar gets credit. Last touch is the last stop before conversion. For example, a lead converts after watching a demo. The demo gets credit, even if a sales rep nurtured the lead. First touch and last touch are easy to implement and low-cost options, but they don't account for other potentially influential touch points, and they give too much credit to lead generation and not enough credit to lead nurturing. A deal may not close for a while, so the ROI of marketing activities is a question mark. This could lead to premature decisions that trade short-term gains for long-term value because all the information isn't available. Then there's the single attribution with revenue cycle projection method. In this method, you give credit to a single marketing activity, but take similar historical data into consideration to forecast sales. An example of single attribution with revenue cycle projection is predicting revenue from a trade show based on revenue generated from the last trade show. This method helps quantify today's investments. But this attribution method uses lagging indicators for projections and doesn't include other variables. Next is multi-touch attribution. It takes multiple touches to close a deal. Multi-touch attribution measures the contribution of each touch. This method starts with the conversion to be analyzed and works backwards to ID each touchpoint. Multi-touch has web analytics origins. for instance, cookies, browsers, and devices. It uses measurements of modern consumer behavior characteristics, like cross-device and cross-channel, to develop predictive models. This cross-device, cross-channel example from marketing land helps explain multi-touch attribution. A consumer might view an ad on Facebook via a smartphone, then later log into her account from her home PC to do some additional browsing, and then make a purchase a few days later on her tablet. A robust multi-touch attribution solution will not only recognize those actions as all belonging to the same consumer, but will also quickly indicate which interactions played a role in any eventual purchase. Several approaches help to weigh the impact of different touchpoints. Let's briefly examine them and explore which touchpoint each gives credit to. Time decay attribution takes into consideration which channels were last touched by the customer. Interaction closer to sale time makes a channel more valuable, so it should get more credit. Linear attribution looks at which channels were experienced before the sale. Interactions get equal credit because they all played a part in the conversion. Role attribution explores which channels touch decision makers. Interactions that influence key individuals should get more credit. And program attribution, which looks at which channels drove the highest levels of engagement. Interactions that were the biggest hits with consumers should get the most credit. This type of attribution includes all touches, from lead generation to nurturing. The bottom-up approach lets you check out data in real time before they're lumped together, which makes multi-touch attribution better for real-time marketing. This method can measure marketing impact within a short time frame. But with multi-touch attribution, it's easy to overlook touches, and weights are subjective. Multi-touch attribution can't measure activity that doesn't have corresponding user-level data. This method calls for heavy-duty data processing and specialized engineering. It's still better than single-touch attribution, which isn't even close to understanding full marketing impact. Test and control group method will be discussed next. The test and control group method compares effectiveness of marketing activity with two groups. One group is exposed to the activity, and the other group is not exposed to the activity. Then you take measurements of the unexposed group and the exposed group. The difference in buyer behavior is due to the marketing activity if all other factors are the same. The right test can measure the impact of almost any marketing activity, from messages to contact frequency to spending levels. But you can't focus on all tactics, only the effectiveness of specific activities. The test and control group method also is too resource intensive to test everything. And then there's the market mix modeling method. Market mix modeling uses historical data to create a statistical model of the relationship between marketing activities, external factors, and revenue. This modeling uses regression to discover how much credit to give each tactic or factor. This method is favored by big consumer packaged goods firms. Factors and tactics measured in marketing mix modeling include, but are not limited to, pricing, promotion, product, place, distribution, competition, and the economy. Market mix modeling is good for setting annual budgets and optimizing marketing activity from a high level. This type of modeling is very accurate and includes all programs and external factors, but it calls for lots of data, which can be difficult and expensive to assemble, as well as strong statistical analysis skills. Market mix modeling isn't useful at the tactical level because the data are aggregated and predictors are highly correlated with each other. It also isn't nimble enough for digital and direct marketing. What's more, without historical data, it can't measure new campaigns or products. Last, we'll discuss the machine learning method. The machine learning method is an emerging model that calls for complex computing to run simulations. In machine learning, customer data and demographics are used to build a base of customers in a simulated target market. The simulated target market is primed with historical marketing data, including conversions and external sales factors. Finally, the simulated target market is exposed to marketing activity to predict what will happen in real life. This type of attribution modeling is flexible at different levels with different target markets. but this method is only as accurate as the data used to create the simulated target market. So, what's the ultimate marketing attribution method? It depends on the organization and its needs. Attribution methods and technology are evolving, and in the future, the best models for measuring marketing impact will be capable of real-time simulation. Marketers will be able to run predictive what-if scenarios at granular cross-sections and levels. In addition, the best models will be prescriptive and offer workflows. In other words, marketers will be able to take immediate action based on the most recent trends and campaign results. The sooner a business can get to this ideal state with its attribution program, the faster it will reap benefits, and it's possible a combination of methods will be the best solution. Now that you know the specifics of the multiple marketing attribution methods, we'll discuss how to get started. How you measure customer interactions depends on your unique sales cycle of products and services. All attribution methods are not created equal. That's okay because organizations are not created equal. B2B firms with a long sales cycle have customer interactions over a long time period. That's because there are multiple stakeholders involved in the buying decision, and it takes time to explain often complex B2B products. Measure B2B marketing touchpoint effectiveness by looking back 90 days to see the end of the customer journey. Pay attention to customers' activities in last-minute channels, campaigns, messages, keywords, and so on. Understand existing customers. Identify the path for repeat customers versus new customers. And identify users and track their actions with web analytics. Tag them when they sign up for email or complete a form and examine their past and future visits. To compare, B2C firms often have shorter sales cycles, but their customers have more frequent interactions with the brand. Segmentation helps understand marketing touchpoint effectiveness for B2Cs. Viewing actions at the customer level is better than viewing actions in aggregate, because the more complex the segmentation, the more accurate you are in measuring these types of metrics and affecting change. Granular is more difficult than big picture, but the little details ultimately could drive more value. Regardless of how an attribution program is shaped by a specific business type, all organizations can follow the same basic path to get the best insights for marketing attribution. Discover, plan, act, and optimize. We'll discuss each in more detail. First, discover. Evaluate the different types of attribution approaches. Organizational vision, market landscape, and business case are lenses through which to review your options. Second, plan. Once selected, an enterprise-wide marketing attribution program needs a thoughtful framework. Assessments, internal and external, and overall strategy shape the plan. Third, act. After the plan is set, press start, with the right people and right tools to execute attribution. Implementation comprises many moving parts: internal organization of talent, predetermined processes, and dedicated tools and technology for data collection and analysis. And fourth, optimize. The path to better insight turns on improving measurement. Performance management and benchmarking in marketing attribution will aid continuous improvement. In the end, getting the most out of marketing attribution involves the following. Number one, reviewing all marketing expenditures. Knowing where all the money is going is the best way to start measuring the effectiveness of your marketing investment. Number two, knowing that experiments take time. Give different marketing activities the chance to perform, and know performance might be similar for different activities. That's intelligence you will gain from marketing attribution. And number three, think cross-functionally. Work with other internal teams and share insight from attribution measurements. Opportunities exist to maximize spend through cross-functional amplification, but only departments and divisions talk to each other. Marketing attribution, whether you look at it top-down or bottom-up, reveals opportunities for growth and lets organizations open up the throttle on tactics that rev the revenue engine. Models with myriad touchpoints can help laser-focus marketing resources. It's important, though, to remember that you can't predict the unpredictable. An excerpt from an overview of cross-channel marketing models from MarketingLand tells us, It is impossible to account for all the variables that may impact business or marketing performance. And some, such as a viral marketing success or stock market crash, are virtually impossible to predict. Marketing attribution is a commitment to experimentation, analysis, and continuous improvement. Discovering the perfect, unchanging touchpoint path is a pipe dream. But dedication to deeply understanding customer touchpoints is a necessary step on the path to lasting business success.
Thanks for listening to this podcast on marketing attribution. Make sure you keep a lookout for one of our upcoming podcasts, Audience Intent Marketing, Tips on Aligning Content to User Intent. Also, if you'd like to listen to more podcasts, check out our podcast archive at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.